from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. We begin with a traffic note and Highway 655 being shut down yet again by flooding between the Kidd Mine and Driftwood. That's as of noon hour with no indication how long it will last. Although an event next Thursday night at the Timmins Museum is being called Members Night, Director-Curator Caitlin Dubo says anyone is welcome. The 50th anniversary celebration is drop-in style between 4:30 and 8 o'clock. Dubo says there will be refreshments, reduced prices on new merchandise in the gift shop, and various presentations on the museum and how it operates.
We also have Kevin Vincent, who's coming to do a history talk, and that's happening from 6:30 to 7:30.
Museum memberships are $30 a year for adults, $25 for seniors and students. Dubo says they'll be going up slightly after the event. U.S. President Donald Trump says Prime Minister Mark Carney will be going to Washington, D.C. within the next week. Trump says Carney wants to make a deal on a new trade agreement. The American president has demanded a renegotiation of the Canada-U.S. Free Trade Pact, one he signed during his first term in office. The Prime Minister's office will only say that Carney will visit in the near future. Carney has also said that when he sits down to discuss trade, it will be with the understanding that Canada has many other partners besides the U.S. with whom to build trading relationships. Premier Doug Ford is upset by what he sees as judicial interference in his mandate to govern. Ford is angry at a judge's decision to temporarily halt plans to tear up bike lanes on downtown Toronto streets to improve vehicular traffic flow. An advocacy group is challenging the law on constitutional grounds, and the judge ruled the project should be delayed until the challenge is concluded. Ford says unelected judges shouldn't be able to control a democratically elected government, and he's wondering if Canada should consider electing its judges as is done in the United States. Provincial police call the number of motorcyclist deaths last year on roads they patrol very shocking. Constable Dave Holmes says there were 57 deaths in 2024, the highest number in two decades, and he adds many were not the fault of the motorcyclist. This is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Week in Ontario, and Holmes says it serves as a reminder of how vulnerable motorcycles can be while out traveling. He adds it's especially important to be aware of your surroundings when traveling at a high rate of speed.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.